Good morning, God Over Ashes weekly podcast. It is March 30th, 2023, Thursday morning. I hope you're having a great week and it's going to be a great weekend. The weather is getting warmer. Enjoy some sun. As we approach Easter, we're just going to remember some of the basics, the simplicity, the straightforwardness, the clarity of who God is. What God has done. Isaiah 26 verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. You are our rock, Lord. For forever and ever. Isaiah 26, 4. Okay, and now over to Isaiah 9. To us a child is born. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. So, just as we have Easter approaching, I think it's really beautiful to remember back to Isaiah and the prophecies and the foresight that he had at the direction of the Holy Spirit to look forward to the hope that's coming. Obviously, the birth of Christ, the life of Christ, and of course, the sacrifice of Christ. Sometimes the gospel can be a bit startling for some people. And historically, there have been times and places where the gospel has been forced and people have been subjected to coercion. I just want you to consider that that is not the gospel, the way Jesus intended it, the way God intended it, and the way the Holy Spirit currently intends it. It is an invitation. It is a hope. And sure, there is some persuasion to it, but the persuasion is at the direction and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, not the human mind, not the human flesh. So let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you bring us close to you and that you hold us dearly. That everything we care about and think about, you have total knowledge of it already. I ask you, God, that in this coming week, Palm Sunday and then Easter Sunday, the time up before the cross, and the last days that Jesus spent here on earth, that you would help us to focus on the tenderness and the mercies. That you would help us to see the true gospel through all of the violence and the struggle and the confusion that even the disciples experienced firsthand. That you would infuse our coming days with your peace, your wisdom, and the clarity of the simplicity and the straightforwardness of the gospel. It's not complicated. but it is miraculous. So open our human minds and hearts, our human minds and eyes and ears to receive your truth, Jesus. Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.